are totally under the influence.
From social media influencers, athletes, entertainers, and business moguls, it's time to get inspired. It's time for Under the Influence with Tom Ward.
And now, Under the Influence.
Sitting here with Erica Costell.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming to my living room.
Long time.
It's been
coming.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm following you on Twitter for like a year, I think. Maybe 2 years.
We've been buddies on Twitter for a while.
You favorite my stuff. I favorite your stuff.
I like
kind
it.
Kind of a little relationship going on
it
there.
It gives me a little street cred, you know, with the kids.
You with the kids.
Of course.
Yes.
And you actually, it's funny, on Twitter, I always do these year-end influencer lists for Forbes.
Yes.
And you always give me quotes.
Yes.
You can tell you're no dummy, because you'd be surprised at some of these quotes I get from influencers. It's like, holy shit, who wrote this?
I do my homework. Actually.
But like yours are well-written.
Yep.
The punctuation's right on point.
Yep. I almost finished college. I have like a semester left. So like I know a few things.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking online and you went to school for business, but I couldn't tell. Like one article said that you graduated and
no.
One said you moved.
No. I didn't graduate. I have a semester left to finish. And it's funny because yesterday my old college hit me up and they're like, oh, like we want you to share your story, like a part of our alumni. I'm like, do I tell them I'm not a part of the alumni or do I just go for it? I think I'm going to go for it.
Maybe they'll hook. Well, or you could say I'm not, like, but I'll do it
but
if I
also,
am.
Also, I figured it out. So maybe I can still help people kind of figure it out because I did well. I mean, you know, that one semester didn't hurt. Too much.
Go get it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? It's not
I'm
over.
I'm gonna have to because my grandma really wants me to, so I will do it for her.
Do it for, yeah.
Do it for
the gram.
Yeah, do it for the gram.
Do
exactly.
It for the gram.
Yes.
So when you went to, so I want to talk about everything
yes.
you got going on because
yes.
you're a YouTuber.
Yes.
You're a model.
Yes.
And a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
Is there anything else I'm missing?
Business. I do a lot of business.
What kind of business are you doing?
So, do you want to get into all the tea right now?
No.
Or should we save
we're gonna,
it?
We're going to
we'll
save.
Get there.
We're going
we'll
to save.
Get there.
Yeah. We want to get that watch time
yeah.
long.
We got to, everybody stay tuned. I'm going to
stay
spill
tuned.
Some
we're going to talk about it. But I want to talk, if we go back then,
yep.
we're not going to talk about tea.
Yep.
12 siblings.
12 siblings. It's a Brady Bunch kind of situation.
Do people know that?
No.
I
every
didn't
time
know that.
I tell people that, they're like, there's like 13 of you. And I'm like, yeah, there's.
Oh, there's 13.
I'm 13.
Holy
yeah.
shit, you're the baby.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. So it's like the Brady Bunch. My parents got married, divorced very young, only had me.
Okay.
Then they remarried. Some of those people had kids already. Then they had a few more. My mom remarried twice, actually. So there's like a couple, like, I don't know, six over there. And then plus they had three more. So there's a bunch of us.
Okay.
Yeah. The youngest is 11. The oldest is 34.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you're somewhere in between.
You're in the between?
Yeah.
What was it like? Like, how many kids were in your house growing up?
Well, I went back and forth between my mom and my dad. So there was always anywhere from like five in one house. There was some older, so some had already moved out.
Okay.
And then at my mom's house and four always at my dad's house.
You're from Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan.
And you were a tomboy growing up.
I'm still kind of a tomboy. I just hide a little bit more. But yeah, growing up there's not too much to do. So my dad is really big into like sports and four-wheeling, off-roading, jeeps, guns, like everything. So I kind of grew up just with my dad doing that stuff.
I think it's cool you drive a Jeep. Do you still have that badass Jeep?
It's huge. I actually have to sell it because I have a stalker situation. It's like so prominent. Like everyone knows it's mine, but it's huge.
What do you mean a stalker? They wherever they see your Jeep, they follow you?
It's like a serious, well, it was a serious stalker situation, but he like knows where I live. He's like been in my apartment building.
Damn.
He'll like leave flowers outside, just like super creepy. So I just don't like to know, people know where I'm at. But yeah, the Jeep's awesome. It's like a monster truck. It's huge.
I think that's cool because
yeah.
every other YouTuber,
yeah.
they're driving G-Wagons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I just saw Wampa just bought his buddy a Lambo.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter today. Like that's a thing.
It's L.A.
I want to be friends
LA
with
thing.
One of these dudes.
Yeah, you should.
I want a Lambo.
Go be friends with David. You'll get a new car.
I know. He's killing it.
He is killing it.
Yeah.
I would want to, I mean.
But I think it's cool. Like, the Jeep girls are always cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like a beachy kind of yep. vibe. It's, like, not a lot
and
of drama.
And you can take everything off of, like, you can make that Jeep naked. Like, no doors,
mm-hmm.
like, no top. It literally feels like you're just on an adventure all the time.
Do you go off-roading and stuff too?
I used to. I haven't recently in the Jeep. I've gone off-roading in like Razors and four-wheelers and all of that, but
okay.
I don't trust myself to go alone and most of my like friends don't really like that.
Sure.
So yeah, it's been like a year in the Jeep since
so
I've been off-roading.
What kind of, can we say what kind of car you're going to get or we don't want to alert the stalker?
No, we can. I'm just going to be basic and get probably a Range Rover.
Okay.
Just, you know.
You say that. I mean, that's a $100,000 car. Like, I'll just get a Range.
But everybody in LA has a Range Rover. I feel like I'll blend in. Like, there's so many. No one will be able to find me. Like, I won't get anything obnoxious. Like, I was not asking to be followed. Like, actually. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but that's not a normal car in West Hollywood. Sure. You can't even park it. It doesn't even fit in buildings.
Yeah, well, you live in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to park that thing?
I normally have my assistant, Courtney, just pick me up, drop me off, because you can't fit literally
Uber,
anywhere.
Yeah, leave in the garage.
Forget the Jeep. It's done.
Now, when you were a kid, you wanted to be a cop or a model. Like, that's what that was your choices?
So, when I was growing up, I've actually done modeling since I was 16. A lot of people don't know that, but I was from Michigan, so I would have to travel to New York every summer. And in Michigan, if you do anything out of the ordinary, you kind of, like, get made fun of, or like, oh, she's too cool, or like, she thinks she's famous.
How'd you start Michigan?
I had a manager named Larry who has passed away.
How do you even get a manager?
He was, okay, so this guy was involved in everything, like fashion, makeup industry, and he happened to be friends with my grandma. And when he moved back to Ohio, he was like, I want to meet your granddaughter. I want to help her. I want to get her started. So I was like scared. Like, I always wanted to be a model, but one, you don't do that in Michigan. Two, I was like awkward and like weirdly tall and like not ready, but he got me going, I think the end of 15, and then we would just like go to New York back and forth, and I would just do things in the summertime, and then I took a break, and I decided I wanted to be like a detective or a cop or something like that, but my dad shut that down real quick.
He was Were you a Law and Order fan?
Oh my God, Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
It's the greatest.
I have
Mariska
seen...
Mariska Hargitay, is that your girl?
Oh my God, yes. Like, I literally wanted to be Liv Benson.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the greatest. There was a new one last night I didn't watch.
I haven't watched the newest season, but every other episode I've seen it like 15
Me
times.
Me too.
Obsessed.
Never gets old. Yeah. And she's doing it big. She's a producer now.
Yeah. She's been around, what is it, 18 seasons
That's
or something
crazy.
Like that? Yeah. So I really wanted to do that. I also really wanted to play like football growing up.
And
and my dad, no. So I didn't become a cop, I became a model. Didn't become a football player, I became a cheerleader. And I think it worked.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay. It worked out.
Yeah, that'd be tough. So you're just a girl in Michigan, this regular girl. But you're going to New York to go model.
Yep.
How do you go back to some boring Michigan life?
So I actually told my employees this for the first time. We went home to my hometown. I would not tell my friends why I was going. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, oh, I'm going to visit family, or I'm going to do this. So I would go and I would like do things, but I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want to like get bullied or like made fun of.
Was this pre-social media? I mean, was this Facebook days?
Oh my God, this is like beginning of Facebook days, yeah.
Oh, so you weren't posting every second.
Oh my God. I mean, I have posted some, but I was just like, oh yeah, like I did that here in Michigan. Like, but yeah, no, I have all the photos like since I was 16 years old.
But don't you think like now?
I regret it so much. That was so stupid.
What?
I could have been like sharing everything. I could have it on my socials now. Like, I don't even have my old books because I would like hide the fact that I was doing it.
Yeah, like imagine that now if you went back with Instagram, you would be Instagram storing every moment of that
whole
thing.
There wasn't even Instagram then.
No.
No. Because I graduated high school in 2011.
Okay.
So like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I was in college, people were really getting on Instagram, like really getting like into it. It was still Vine when I was in college, the beginning of college, so...
And you were never a Vine kid.
No.
Yeah.
I never really even watched too much Vine.
Yeah, me either.
Obviously, the viral ones I would see, but no, not really.
So were you like, when you're doing this, is social media a thing like... At that time, it wasn't a career. It's not like now you go, oh, yeah, I want a Lambo because this guy, they're making big money.
Yep.
Were you focused on social media? Or you were just modeling, going to high school?
So, no, I wasn't focused on social media at all. I quit modeling because I was like, I just want to like be normal. I just want to do cheerleading. I did cheerleading competitively for like 14 years. So that kept me really, really busy. And I just want to like hang out with my friends. But then when I got to college, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I need to go back into that. Like, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. And then I got started. I went to school in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I actually was accidentally on a... Do you know Jake Owen? Do you listen to country music?
I'm not a country guy.
Okay, well,
I know he's a name.
Big country guy. And he had his, like, set downtown for CMA Fest. And my face went all over.
How'd your face go over?
The CMA Fest. Like, it... when it aired, my face was in part of one of the sets, I guess. And I had managers contact me from Nashville. And then kind of just started building over there.
How did they even find you? There's a good-looking girl on the sign?
I forget. Her name was Stephanie. I actually am still in contact with my agent there. Her name was Stephanie. I don't know how she found me.
Yeah,
I really don't. Yeah.
I know that girl.
Yeah. And she built my book. I was in, I started modeling back and forth from LA to Nashville.
Okay.
And then I eventually just moved there, which is why I didn't finish my last semester of college.
And you moved to LA after that, right?
Yeah. I moved. So I had like an ultimatum. I was with Wilhelmina out here and they were like either now or never because their roster was new.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I'm not staying in college if I have an opportunity
of course.
To go to LA and model. So I just
left. Just went.
Yeah.
And I like the story. I think your story is interesting too. I don't know if this is true, but you were down to your last $7.
Oh my God.
So I didn't understand that. So you're modeling.
Do you want to hear a story?
Of course.
Okay, this is a really, if you are someone in LA, do not do what I did. Please do not do this. Very stupid. So when I got to LA, modeling wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was nothing like New York modeling. It was more just like swimsuit. And like, this is, followers didn't matter at this time.
Okay.
When I moved out here, I had really like a huge breakout in my skin. Mm-hmm. And back then, again, it didn't matter if you had followers. So I couldn't go to castings. So I was like, I'm over this. Like, I'm quitting. I'm not doing modeling anymore. Like, I don't care. I'm going to figure it out. So I quit modeling for like 3 months. Worked at a juice bar.
Okay.
And like, obviously ran out of money. Like, rent is like $1,200 here, like cheapest, right? Yeah. So
there's no way you can get a place for $1,200.
So this is what I did. I got on Craigslist.
Okay.
And I was living with a really crazy roommate at the time. And I was like, I have to get out of here. I need to find a new place. Found this woman's living room. And I was living in her living room for like 5 months.
Was there just sleeping on a couch?
On an air mattress.
No way.
And this woman's, what was her name? I think her name was like Natalie or something like that. Yeah. And I had $7 in my bank account.
That
so
is
then I started
cool
modeling
story.
Again for a little bit, got involved with social media on the business side with like Team 10 and all of that. I was actually the first employee there.
Yeah.
So helped build that out, obviously, like got back on my feet.
Well, pause on that. Well, first of all, I've been down to my last $5 when I was in my 20s. So I know that like sense of desperation and like, fuck.
Yeah.
And people are probably watching this like, you idiots.
Yeah.
Of course, you never, you know, always have your bills paid and the savings.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Not when you're in LA and like you, it's like a fresh thing and like you spend, everything is so different here. Like everything is so materialistic and like you do kind of when you first get out here feel like you have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured out real quick that I couldn't afford to be that way and I quit being that way until I got it together again.
So how do you go from, how do you become Jake's assistant? Like how does that even happen?
We met at a business brunch. Another one of my friends
what
was
do you mean
launching
a business brunch?
Another one of my friends was launching an application and he just introduced us. I met Jake. I was like, "Oh yeah, I know how to do this, this, this and this." I didn't really know how to do it, but I like taught myself how to do it. And then we worked every day together for like 2 years. On everything. It was actually, Team 10 was actually 10 Digit Media first.
Okay.
There was no vlogging, there was no like anything like that. So we were really just building out the company.
So what was the media company then?
It was, so his vision was always what Team 10 is now.
Okay.
But before it was like getting the people in place, like tracking the analytics. There was no YouTube, there was no vlog. So it was way different. They were still on Vine. Instagram was super important. They were still posting Facebook videos, making sure the right people collaborate and post with making sure people collaborate with each other at the right days and times. So like everything would
go
up.
So the whole science behind it, he was all over.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were the first employee. Like, was this a real job with benefits? And was this like a real company?
Oh,
or was
my
this
God.
Like,
no,
I'm writing you a check every week?
This is a startup
week.
Company. I got paid weekly, obviously, but I really believed in it. And like the way he saw things, I got it. And I was like, this is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And I think when I first started working, I made $300 a week.
Oh, no way.
Some, obviously, that increased as time went on. But yeah, no, it was definitely a journey.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Then obviously got bigger, like Nick Crompton, people like that came in, other people came in. But at the beginning, it was just Jake and I.
He's interesting. I interviewed him at the old Team 10 house.
Yep, the Kilkea house.
Yeah, yep. We sat in the garage. I don't know if
that
like
was
the office,
office
garage.
Yep.
Yeah, for like 2 hours, just talked business.
Yep.
And he was talking about all the startups he's involved in and this and that. And if you just know him, like the KSI fights this weekend.
Oh
and
my God.
You see him talking shit and you just see him being an idiot on YouTube. He's a smart dude.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
really
say
smart.
What you want about him.
Yeah. No, he knows what
he's got
doing.
A good business sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And he always has like a good vision.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes like a little questionable, but always smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the cool thing too, I want to know what this is like. So you start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
He gives you a shout out.
Yeah.
And you have a million subscribers
in a day.
What the fuck does that feel like?
I freaked out. I literally freaked out. I was like, oh my God. I didn't really think that was going to happen, but like Jerrica or whatever was already a thing in his vlog, so his audience knew who I was.
Okay.
So that really helped. And we also got fake married.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Sure.
So
sounds familiar.
Sounds a little familiar. So that happened. And I think that's what really, because it was Jake and I, Chance and Tessa.
Okay.
It was like a double, it was like a joke. It was like really funny. It was like a comedy skit almost. And I think that's what really blew it up because people thought that was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you think that's, I mean, how do you even put a price tag? What would that be worth? Somebody, like, if you said to some girl who's starting a YouTube channel, I can give you a million subscribers tomorrow, like, what would you want in return for that?
Honestly, it was so quick, and I think in 48 hours I had 1.9 million. So it was like really scary. I don't think there is a price point for that. It's like, you better do well and like carry this on forever because that's not normal.
I mean, that's worth hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Most people don't even know that. Like, no one even really talks about like the million subscribers in 24 hours thing, but I was terrified. Like, terrified.
I know. Like I said, I do
my
homework.
Yeah, you do your homework. Yeah, You're an FBI agent.
I'm an FBI
Olivia
agent.
Benson,
exactly.
Sure.
I'm watching my SVU.
But it was scary. And then I felt a lot of pressure in a good way. Because I was like, oh my God, like,
I got to bring it.
Like, he helped me out. Like, I have to keep going. So I vlogged every single day for like 260 days. Mm-hmm. And that's what I, back then, I was like, if I do this now, I knew, like, everything's a trend, right? Like, people don't even really vlog anymore besides like David, Emma. Like, they're still huge. But if I did it every single day, for a year, in another year, I'll be able to be where I want to be and do whatever I want.
Sure.
So that's kind of where we're at now. Like, the real brand that I wanted to have, but I knew by utilizing those numbers quick, it would be sustainable.
Did you have a vision too, like, okay, I'm going to do the stupid vlog, but in a year, I'm going to be able to do my own shit?
Honestly, like, that was always my thought process, but the only thing I cared about really at that time was vlog content. Get a vlog up. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
And it kind of isn't the best way to be living, trying to outdo yourself every single day. But I don't regret it for a second. And I think in the back of my head, I didn't know what my vision was. I just knew if I kept going, I would get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't even think that far ahead when you're doing daily vlogs. It's like, okay, fuck, what am I going to do tomorrow?
That is your whole life.
Every day. What am I going to do tomorrow?
It's your whole life.
There's
you
no
film
days
all
off.
Day, no days off. If you want a day off, you vlog a couple days in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like space them out, which I did, I think, only like 3 times in a year.
And Dobrik, he even had to, you know, settle down.
Yeah.
You, I mean, YouTube burnout's the thing.
Yeah.
He is the greatest. Yeah.
But,
and he's the OG at vlogging.
I don't think his vlogs will ever get old. Like, he really did it.
Yeah.
He really did that.
Yep. And kind of built his own team.
Yep.
Team 10 like.
Yep.
But without kind of like that dictator.
Right. You know, without
kind of letting everybody do their
exactly.
own deal.
Exactly. And I think what's so powerful about other people being in vlogs is it's like characters. It's like watching a TV show. Just watching one person, like Emma does a really good job, but it's really hard for me to pay attention to just one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got it. He's got it figured out.
Yeah.
He's good.
And that's what he said too. I interviewed Zane, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he was saying the same thing. He's like, we're all different characters.
Yeah, and they're real
Jason's
friends.
Jason's the old guy.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And we laugh at him for being old, and I'm this guy. And,
right. Exactly.
And it works.
It does work.
You've got to be super talented to be able to look at a camera and talk to no one, really.
It's
and
so
keep
weird.
It entertaining.
Yeah.
Like,
by yourself, especially.
By yourself.
You like start to go crazy.
I could never do that.
No, I don't think I could either. Good for you guys.
What's the secret? To
Now it's a little bit different because I have it's really just personality vlogs or travel vlogs. So I'm always interacting in some way with something.
Yeah.
But the ones when you're sitting down by yourself, I'll like go over footage and I'm like I feel like I have 4 different personalities. Like, what is happening here? I don't really know. I don't really know how to explain it, but you just kind of like turn on the same way an actor does.
Same way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's, you're playing
it's
a
like
character
a mindset,
too.
Yeah. Like an elevated version of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're not the Erica. Well, the you sitting here now is different than the one who was just in the car.
I'm a lot more like up and yeah.
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 Did you learn too from that experience, like how to use controversy to kind of build, you know, a following or stay relevant or be in your face?
I will say that back then I was always kind of involved, like guilty by association.
Yeah, yeah.
But since then I don't use controversy.
Yeah, you seem pretty drama free.
Yeah, I just try to stay out of it. I don't feel good about it. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is back then it was like, oh, numbers, like do anything to get numbers.
Yeah.
Now I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't need to do that. And I want to feel good and confident and like right about what I'm putting out into the world instead of just worrying about like, I don't care if I get 70,000 views or 17 million views. If I feel good about it, it's cool. And back then I was like, no, it needs to get 1 million views. Like I need to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way anymore.
What do you think? And I interviewed Jake and Tana.
Yeah.
I love Tana. I did her a couple times. They don't need to do this either. And it's fake.
I think,
the same thing. So they don't need to.
I think they like the controversy. I think it like gets them going. Like, I really don't know because I don't do it, but to each their own, I guess.
Working.
It's working. Yeah. I think, and it's pretty like back then it was nice to always wake up and have instant gratification. And I think what they're doing is instant. And obviously that feels good to see the numbers and the headlines and like all that kind of stuff. But how long can you do that for before it gets old? And you know what I mean? I feel like it's just like repetitive, but it's working. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Trisha Paytas, same thing.
Like, I love Trisha.
I love her too.
She's like my guilty pleasure. I love her so much.
I love the crying on the floor videos. That's my favorite.
One time I got tagged in a video and she like had bought my merch and blinged it out. And I was like, I stan forever. Like, I love her. She doesn't give a shit about anything.
No.
Like, she's so cool.
But she came out as transgender, which did not go over well.
I was out of town when this happened, but I heard some things. I'm like, what? Is that for real? Did she really think that?
I think, who knows? I gotta look and
she's smart.
I
don't wanna, she knows what she's doing. She's been around forever.
But that's what I'm saying. You constantly have to do something outrageous.
Say something. Like, what? Like, I don't really know about that one, but
everyone
was talking about it. So she did well.
Yeah.
For herself.
It was funny. I interviewed her and I got the most dislikes of any video I've ever done and I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know? And it was because people who hated her watched the video.
Right.
And I didn't understand.
They're still watching.
They're still watching.
And still views.
But why? I don't get the whole mentality. If I don't like you, I'm not watching your videos.
Exactly.
I'm not following you.
We were talking about that the other day. It's like, think of how many people you're a fan of and you don't comment. Like, do you get on your favorite singer's thing and like comment yes or no? Like, I feel like there's more fans who don't comment than do. So I don't really pay attention to that because who takes time out of their day to like, if you don't like something, why are you sitting there wasting your day watching it?
I don't know.
We should ask them.
You should ask
them why they do that.
That should be a vlog that you should go find.
That'll be my next video.
Yeah.
Finding the mentality behind the haters.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
What do you think about all that we were talking before about certain T channels? What do you think of all of that? I mean, it's all, especially
oh
the beauty community. If you're not bringing tea, like, you might as well go home.
I think that the beauty community is terrifying. like, they are so powerful and so scary. And
making so much money.
So much money. But, like, when you get to that point of the amount of money they're making, it's like you wouldn't care. Like, that Tati James thing. Like, I was reading something and it was like, if 3% of her audience bought, or it was like 5% bought her vitamins through watching this, she made $23 million or some. I don't know if it's true, but it was like an article. But I'm like, duh, they're trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know. The T channels, like the other T channels, kind of lame.
Do you get involved in those? Do they report on you much?
I mean, they used to when I was involved like with everyone else. But I mean, they look for stuff, but I just stay away from it. But I also think it's kind of like, I get it, they're doing their job, but it's also just like, really?
And you get rewarded for doing
it. Yeah, a lot. I mean, they make a lot of money as well.
They get a ton of views.
Yeah.
So obviously there's an audience. People
And there
watch
is
it.
Validity behind what they're doing. Like, they do find out the facts. So it is real tea, but
yeah,
I don't know.
So are you single now? Speaking of tea?
I am single.
Well, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So what is a girl to do?
Mm-hmm.
So do you date? You're in LA.
Yes.
Right? You're famous.
Mm-hmm.
So if you date another YouTuber or celeb, then it gets kind of fucked up because if you're more successful than him, maybe he can't handle
that. Or like I've dealt with so many different kinds of guys this past year, and what it comes down to is I'm not dating anyone who's on social media,
who has
a following. Like, I don't want any of it.
Is it too competitive?
It's not even competitive. It's more of like,
it seems exhausting.
It's more exhausting, and like the ego is just like so annoying. And it's like, if you, like, I'm a busy girl too. Like, I get it. You're doing shit. But like, if I have to cancel on you, like this one guy was like, even the president can text me back faster than you text me back. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm ready.
All wrong.
Yeah, I need to go back home to Michigan, find me a nice boy, bring him out here.
Yeah,
I'm very busy. I don't.
Have you dated like Instagram dudes? Is that a thing?
Like
Instagram star guys?
I haven't dated them. Like, I've talked to a few of them. Not publicly, obviously, but I don't think that when I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. Like, I give it my all. Right now, I feel like I have like 3 hours a day, maybe, if that, to give somebody.
Sure.
But I've tried dating. Like, I tried it. I don't like it in LA. It's really hard.
Do you use apps or do you like meet people?
No, mutual friends.
People, okay.
I mean, if someone hits me up in the DMs, maybe.
Okay.
Like, but it doesn't
so
really.
So guys, that does work.
The
so
DMs are open, guys.
Dick
yes.
pics do not work.
Dick pics hate. If I had a dollar for every unsolicited dick pic that comes to my inbox, I would have.
That's not the way to meet girls?
I could buy my Range Rover like today, like right now. Like two of them, actually.
What's the most popular DM you get? Like, what's the one you get all the time?
A lot of dick pics.
Okay.
That's
sweet.
Yeah, so it's so gentleman-like of them. I don't know. It's always kind of different. It depends on, like, if it's a celebrity or if it's, like, it just depends. I don't know. I think more like, hey, like, some people pretend like they've seen you somewhere. Like, hey, were you at Runyon Canyon? Or, like, were you there? And you're like, you know I was there because I posted on Instagram, like, no, you were not there. Like, if you want to start a conversation, just say so. It's okay. Really normal, just, I know who these people are, so it's not awkward. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know. It just depends on the person.
Sure.
Yeah.
So who's, like, the ideal guy? Do you want to date just a normal? He's got to be successful.
He's got to be very successful.
Because you can't have no money and date you, because it would be weird.
So the thing, exactly. But I also don't mind, because then they would be, like, I don't know.
Like, no, you wouldn't like that.
I probably wouldn't like that. I feel like he has to have his own career, have a really good family, be somewhat normal.
Okay.
And
somewhat, not totally.
Somewhat normal, like a little bit of crazy can be fun sometimes.
Okay.
And I want someone with like a small social media following who isn't involved in all of this stuff, who doesn't look at it. Because like the guys I've talked to who don't get it, it's more stressful than the ones who get it. Because it's a question after question. Is this real? Is this whatever? What was this? Where were you this? I'm like... They don't get it at all.
So that's what I'm saying. You can't date just a normal
dude. I'm going to be single forever.
Yeah.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Because the ones that get it want more followers than you and want you to tag them.
I've used this term in a couple of interviews, a trophy boyfriend.
You want a trophy boyfriend?
Kind of.
Just some hot dude?
But like someone who also has, like maybe like, I don't want to say a doctor. I don't want to date a doctor. But
you
like,
want to date one of those hot doctor Instagram dudes?
Maybe. Like maybe just someone who has it together and like, okay. I don't know. I'll let you know when I
And you guys can collab?
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
No, he's not getting on my channel. He's not getting that free clout. Are you kidding? No.
Now what's up with clout chasing? Do people...
Honestly...
Do you have to be cautious of like who you're friends with?
No.
Because I read somewhere you said that you would just show up in somebody's Instagram story and be like, that's fucked up. I didn't know I was going to be in there.
Right. With my friends, no. I really don't hang out with people that are like famous in LA. I keep my group very small. It's actually like friends I've been friends with since I was young.
Okay.
But there's always going to be, I would say like on sets and stuff, like makeup artists or like other models or whatever, they try to like, they'll post the photo before I can get it. So like my fans will find them and tag them first and like they get all, but I don't really like, I mean, I haven't done crazy things on YouTube, so I feel like people aren't coming to me to catch clout, but there's always a little bit of weirdness when there's new people around because you can tell who's real and who's fake like really, really fast.
You could sniff them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tag me, follow me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see what I posted? Like, are you going to repost it? That kind
of
stuff.
You're kind of now, in addition to being YouTuber and model and all these other things, you're kind of a fitness girl too.
Yeah.
Like, that's your thing. You're pretty passionate about fitness,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love fitness. I actually want a little bit of tea. I'm starting a clothing line in 2020. Shoot, what can I say?
Just say everything.
What can I say? Based around girls who are like me, who, like, everyone on Instagram posts in, like, tight leggings and, like, big sports bras and all this stuff. Like, I show up to the gym in, like, baggy sweatpants, a cool pair of shoes, and, like, a rib tank or a sports bra.
Okay.
So I feel like there's not a lot of stuff on the market right now that's, like, comfortable, that's not tight. And that,
oh, true.
Like, I want these girls to be able to go from the gym straight to an Instagram photo and look dope.
Okay.
So I'm working on that in 2020.
Let's be real. Most of the fitness influencers on Instagram, I follow just because they're hot.
Yeah.
But I don't think any real girl could wear what they wear.
No. I'm like 3% of people actually look good in leggings.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's not comfortable. It's tight. Like it's not a vibe, but it sells well because they look hot on Instagram.
You're saying that you go back home to Michigan and those girls wearing
Lululemon
leggings
everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lululemon everywhere.
But everybody's probably not looking great.
No.
No.
Nobody. Even here, like even me, I don't think I look good in leggings. Like you have to be a very... They're just so... Have you ever tried leggings on before?
I haven't.
You should do it.
I've got tight jeans on.
You should try a pair of leggings on and let me know how you feel.
I'm good.
Because that shit
is not
comfortable.
Ain't nobody trying to see that. Ain't nobody want to see that.
I hate leggings. I really do. I was with
the fitness... I thought every girl liked them. My wife loves leggings.
Maybe I'm just talking for people who don't exist, but I... Me and the girls I work out with, like, we don't like leggings.
What kind of workouts do you do? Maybe this is interesting
to me. I do a lot of HIIT training, like high-intensity interval training. I do a lot of cardio. I like to box. I do hot yoga. I do everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like... How serious are you about boxing? Hit the pads and you work with the
trainer
and stuff?
Yeah, I don't have a trainer anymore, but I used to. And
it's so fun.
A really good workout.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A really good... I haven't done it in about, like, I don't know, 6 months, but I used to do it every day for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, this is actually going to air later, but what's your prediction for the fight this weekend?
Ooh, KSI and Logan?
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I was around last year when they were all training. If Logan is a big dude. Like,
I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
Like 180.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him, check out my Instagram. He is dwarfing
me. He's a big dude,
He was kind of a dick. He put his chair up higher than
mine. So he could be on your level.
Yeah, so he was even like,
I feel like KSI is big, but he's shorter, right? Is KSI shorter?
I think so, yeah.
So if Logan...
So Logan might have the reach.
I think if Logan's been training which I, knowing them, they are training as hard as they were last year. Like, I think he's so, like, he has just got power. Yeah. I think Logan's probably going to win. But I also, prediction for the fight.
Go ahead.
Someone's actually going to get hurt.
You think so?
Those 10-ounce gloves.
Wait, they fight with 10-ounce gloves?
They're fighting with 10-ounce gloves this year.
Wow.
And no headgear.
When I box, I use 16-ounce gloves. And they're heavy as fuck.
And if
tens
they can,
are light.
If they can get, like, ooh, like, the punches last year were hard.
Yeah.
So if they have 10-ounce gloves and no head, I think someone's going to get knocked out in the second round.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
The third round. That's my prediction.
So we have it on camera. So we'll see how...
We'll see how it goes.
Insert result here.
Yeah.
So we'll see
and
how...
And I don't, like, I haven't been keeping up much, but I've seen, obviously, like, on Explore and in tags, KSI... Does he even post that he trains? Like, is he training?
Let me ask you this. Who is KSI? And no disrespect to KSI, but I don't even know who he is.
I just
know him as the guy who's fighting Logan.
He's, like, really huge in the UK.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
I was supposed to collaborate with him when I was in the UK, but I was like, probably not a good idea. I'm going to stay away from that. But apparently he's really big over there. I think he does music over there or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But he did the first ever YouTube boxing match, right? Or was that Joe Weller? I don't know.
I don't know. He looks jacked, though.
And then he called out Jake and Logan... or something, or Greg, or all of them, and then I don't know what happened from there.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
You know who wins?
Who?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to kill
it
and make so much money.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah.
They're doing the right thing.
And it's good for boxing.
Yep.
Because it gets the younger
people.
Good
for their mindsets, too. Like, take a break and, like, focus on getting fit for a whole,
hopefully,
like, a year.
Some of their kids will pick up boxing, start jumping rope and
if
running.
If they don't, like, get knocked all their brain cells out by
they're going to be fine. Yeah. What are you worried about?
I'm a little worried, but also, like, it's the name of the game. They know what they're signing up for.
You know what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get paid all that money to just hang out and look pretty.
Yeah. Well, third round, my prediction.
Third round?
You heard it here first.
Done.
Yeah. What's your prediction?
I got to go Logan just because he looks so big. And, like, he's serious because, like, when I interviewed him, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and he just got done training for 2 hours. I'm like, dude, I hate training in the morning. He goes, me too.
Yeah.
He goes, but it's the only time I could do it.
And
so
they,
like,
trained like twice a day, ice baths every day, like 4 hour workouts. So I can't even imagine. Yeah. He has a chef or whatever. I can't even imagine what it's like because they have the whole experience from last year. They know exactly what they did and didn't do right.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Smart. Maybe I'll do a boxing match.
Why don't you? Celebrity boxing match. Do you have beef with anybody that you'd fight? I'm sure there's got to be some beef. Some YouTubers you hate that you probably won't say.
No, I don't think I hate anybody. But I...
Stop it.
I hate
a lot of people.
I don't hate anyone. I disagree with some people's, like, brands,
okay.
I would say. But no, I don't think there's anyone I'd be, like, dying to fight. I don't even think I would fight.
No.
I'm, like, not that big.
Okay.
So I would probably get my ass kicked and then, like, feel really stupid about it because I wouldn't give a year of myself to training.
It's a lot. So what is the Erica Costello brand?
It's changed a lot. Where do you want to start? Let's start with modeling.
Go ahead.
Okay, so obviously that was my first love, my first passion. I didn't do it at all when I started YouTubing because obviously we were vlogging every day. And now I'm actually signed with an agency in London.
That's what your fans wanted to know. What's up with that?
I'm not going to tell them the name until I get there.
Why is that so secret? I didn't understand. They're all like, find out the agency. Like, what's the big deal about the agency?
Because I haven't told them. I did my London vlog. They saw, like, where I was going and, like, who I chose because I'm going to make it special when I get there because it kind of is a big deal.
Who cares who your agency is?
They do.
Is that a big deal?
They do. Yeah. I'm keeping it. So when the video comes out, they'll watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So I was supposed to go in October, anywhere from, like, 1 to 4 months living there to, like, build my book over there. But we're not going to go till, like, February.
Okay.
Because the industry over there shuts down around the same time ours does here.
Okay.
So if I go out in October, only do, like, 3 weeks of work, shuts down for December, shuts down for January.
Okay.
So I'm going to go in the beginning of the new year and start modeling out there. I was working with Victoria's Secret, like,
people
pretty heavily.
People want to know that, too, yeah.
I'm still working with them. They're going through a huge rebrand right now. Some of my plans got put on hold because of it. But what they're doing right now is really great. They're going to have a really cool comeback, so I'm excited for that. Also doing modeling here in LA in 2020.
Okay.
So that's that. We're modeling again. We're doing it.
Okay. Well, let's just pause on that real quick.
Yeah.
Because it seems like designers are using more influencers, like Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah. Like Louis Vuitton. She does Louis Vuitton, right?
Yeah. And the Grayson twin or whatever, the Dolan twins were, like, involved.
Yeah.
It seems smart. Can you be a model without having a big following anymore?
Honestly, it's tough.
I mean,
you can be. I know a bunch of models.
If you're extremely pretty.
But you're literally getting, like, my day rate sometime would be, like, $800 maybe, or, like, $1,200 for, like, 14 hours sometimes. Like, you don't model money if you're not doing campaigns or if you're not big on the internet. It's not good money.
Sure. That's a lot of work for $800.
And also, like, runway. Like, runway, you don't get paid
anything.
Like, the girls do not. It's never been, like, the runway models who literally are probably the hardest modeling job out there. You don't make really anything.
Then why do it?
exposure. I don't know. Like, it's if you're a model, you love to do runway. It's just a thing. But they don't get paid unless you're like Bella or Gigi or Kendall or something like that. Yeah, no, it's rough. Modeling's rough without a following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? So music. What do you got going on there?
Okay, so there's a couple sides to music. I am working. Ooh, what can I say?
You say everything.
What can I say?
We're just talking.
I am doing another writer's camp in the beginning of 2020.
Okay.
So there will be another EP or album coming in 2020. I'm also working on a tour in 2020, so that's really exciting. I'm also, I also created a company. This is where I have to get tricky with my words because I don't want Britt to get mad at me.
Okay, we can edit it out.
Yeah, yeah. So I started a company with one of my best friends, singer-songwriter Britt Burton. If you don't know who that is, please look her up. She's incredible. She worked with literally,
put her here.
She's worked with everybody. And it kind of organically happened when I started doing music. Girls would just like come to us and want to start music or like want to like have help with their music. So I'm going to call it a collective right now, but we're helping about 5 different girls at the current moment really utilize their audience to the best potential, help them with music, help them with a lot of different things. But my fans want to know what Bia is. And
yes, that was a question.
They
want to
know
Bia
so bad. I can't tell you yet because Britt would kill me, but it's coming very soon. And we have our own studio.
So is it like a team 5?
No. See, that's why, that's why it's tricky with the words. Like, I have to be careful. Yeah. It's not. It's more like a collective right now, label type right now, but it's not just based around music.
Okay.
Music is just the fastest way to move, like, money, following. Like, everyone listens to music.
Okay, but can you make money at it anymore?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Spotify streams, yeah, Apple Music streams.
Unless you're on the radio, you're not making great money, but YouTube, music videos.
Do well.
Touring is a lot of money. Yeah, that's where you make your most, I would say for me, that's where I've made the most money so far.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, Bia is coming soon. I know you guys are annoyed with me. I keep talking about it, but I feel like, I'm going to say this too, this is going to change the game. I've been working on this for a long time.
Bia will change the game.
Bia will change the game. I don't put my hands into things I don't really see succeeding. And I've been working, Britt and I have been working so hard on this project. And it's so close to launching.
Nice.
I'm really excited.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
We got podcasts.
We got,
can we talk about that?
Me and Amanda Steele are going to do a podcast together.
I love her.
I love her too. She's the best. We're actually going to Miami for my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice. Have fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's the best. We want to do like,
What's different about this than every other podcast that's out there?
So that's a really good question. That's literally what we were trying to ask ourselves too.
Yes.
Amanda and I are both kind of the same in the way we're like, we stay out of the drama, even though we know if we spilled the drama we have, it would get a ton of views.
Yes.
We kind of filter ourselves a little bit because we want to be good role models. Like, she's a business person, I'm a business person. So we want this podcast to just be raw, unfiltered, telling the stories that everyone really wants to hear, talking about our crazy days. Like,
wait, like naming names, like this person.
Yeah, yeah.
But like really saying what's going on.
Yeah.
Because listen, I interview influencers all the time, and a couple of them told me, like ones who are openly like smoke weed and like kind of party and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be like, if you go to some of these parties, you would be surprised who's doing coke at 2 a.m. It's like the most family-friendly influencer.
This world, like, it's hard to wrap my head around because now we're in the world and, like, we know all the things, but...
like, you won't spill that.
I won't spill that, but we might just use alias names or something like that. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, like, I even, like, speak to my audience as kind of, like, a role model. I kind of, like, they want to see, like, College Rick and, like, my parties and, like, my exes. And, like, I've never talked about it. I've never been, like, real and, like, kind of ratchet, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
So I think that Amanda and I want to give, like, a real unfiltered side of ourselves to the internet.
How are you guys together?
Good. Like, how was
like,
our
vibe? Like, yeah, how's your vibe together?
She's the best. Yeah,
like, okay.
I met her at Swim Week this past year, and she was the first person I vibed with in the house.
No
like,
way.
Yeah, she's the best.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she's literally the best person to do a podcast with because she cares about her content, and she cares about her as a role model, but she has so many stories to tell. She has so much experience for being 19 years old.
She's only 19.
She's only 19.
I forget
It's so crazy.
She's such a good...
head on her shoulders.
Head on her shoulders, but the Steel brand, too.
So good.
So smart about
so
it.
Good.
Like, she's already thinking about when my popularity fades, like, I'm going to have these people.
And we've talked about that, too. We're like, we're not, like, our YouTubes, yeah, we love YouTube, we love creating content, but our main focus right now is making, like, real, like, stuff that feels good to put out versus stuff that you know is going to get the views.
Yeah.
So I feel like that'll be interesting. Pilot coming soon.
Oh, okay. When can we expect it?
We're hoping before 2020.
Okay.
So soon.
Nice.
Next couple months. Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Show coming in 2020.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So that's why I'm here.
So that is something we've been working on for, I mean, over a year now, with Adam Goodman.
Who's that?
He used to be the head at, was it Universal?
No.
Paramount. Paramount.
So it's very like, inside.
Yeah.
It's very Hollywood. We don't know this stuff.
Yeah, he is huge. He's done like a ton of, look him up. Look him
I'll
up.
Look him
Adam
up.
Goodman.
And we'll put him right here.
We are, I can't spill too much because there's a lot of contracts going on right now. We're trying to like pioneer a new format of a show. There's a few networks interested in it already,
oh, wow.
a few buyers interested. So we're not sure if we're going to start it on my YouTube channel, if we're going to sell it to a network. But that's coming in 2020.
Making
I can't
moves.
Really say anything, but it's so good. It's so cute. Yeah, I'm really excited about
it. You
that.
Have a big announcement in December. Did we already talk about that?
No. This is
Courtney, I got you.
This is the good thing. Okay, so I told you I was terrified of the beauty community.
Well, who's not?
Yeah. I'm somewhat entering that community.
Ooh, good luck.
And exactly. I've been working on a product.
Wear a helmet.
I need to wear like all my off-roading gear, like walking into this. It's a little bit different though, because, oof.
What?
I'm trying not to say too many things so people don't get mad at me. Okay, so in 2020, I have four products coming out in every single Ulta store in America.
Wow.
So I've been working so hard on this, but every time something in the beauty community pops up, I get scared and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, these people are crazy, but I am somewhat entering the beauty community. I'm collaborating with a brand right now. I probably shouldn't say yet. I'm collaborating with a big brand right now who is focusing more on like the skincare of the beauty community. So I'm coming out with four products, all going to be packaged also as a kit if you want it that way. Coming out in every single Ulta store in America.
That's big
in
time.
December. Yeah.
Wow.
I've been working hard on this one.
Nice. You've been working hard at a lot of things.
I've been working hard on this one.
Wow.
I'm really, really excited for this, but I'm also very nervous about it. It's not my lane at all. I mean, it is.
But it makes sense. First of all, your skin looks flawless.
Thank you.
I don't know if this is good lighting or a good product
I'm like very serious about skincare, and I say that a lot
on my
YouTube.
Well, you've had issues before, right?
Yeah. Well, LA like made my skin. I've never had a skin issue. I came to LA. I had like cystic acne.
Oh,
so I would spend hours, like on hours, researching, YouTubing, reading books, changing my diet just because I wanted to work. I couldn't go to castings with cysts on my face.
No.
And I have been religious, and like I've learned so much about skincare the past, I would say, 4 years. So my product is more geared towards skincare, but also this is like the stepping stone to the next three things I'm doing.
Wow.
So yeah.
What's the focus? Like, how do you manage all this shit?
I work a lot.
Is YouTube one?
YouTube, I would say.
That's where it all comes from.
The power comes from YouTube, so yes. But I think this past year has been more like gathering myself, like figuring out exactly what I want and just meeting the right people, like scanning the right people and really just getting in every single community I want to be in right now.
Okay.
And so if I work as hard as I do every day now for the next year, we're going to be good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
What else? Is that it?
I don't know. You have any tea to spill?
Me? The tea, I can't say.
You can't say?
Because then no one would sit down with me again.
You could use an alias. Are we missing anything, Courtney?
I don't know. Courtney, were you paying attention?
Courtney was sleeping.
Courtney was texting.
Her working.
Courtney works a lot. Courtney works a lot.
Well, I think
God
we got
bless.
It. So follow you everywhere. We'll have everything up here.
Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube. Oh, I have VR videos out.
Are you TikToking it too?
Oh my God. I've been TikToking it. My little sister is a TikTok genius. When I go home for Thanksgiving, she's going to teach me everything. I'm going to be on the platform all the time. I made one. It was really bad.
Okay.
It was really bad. But I'm going to get good and I'm going to come back strong.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be everywhere. So keep going.
Oh,
so Snapchat, VR videos. What's VR videos?
We've been doing virtual reality on my YouTube channel.
How do you do that?
We went to London, did a full course, learned how to edit in 3D and VR. And have you ever done a VR headset?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
We need to bring him the headset and show him the conscience.
Let's just go.
Launched a music video in VR. When you have that headset on, you literally feel like it's the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The first thing I think is porn. Or is everybody using this for porn?
I mean, that would be very smart.
Because right?
you feel like you're really right there, but
of course.
There's no porn in my music video. It's just like a very sad song.
Can your fans touch you as you're singing?
It literally. Yeah, like
you're
that close to where you feel like you can. It's hit or miss with the VR on YouTube because most people don't have a headset, so it's kind of lame like moving it around. But if you have that headset, please go to my channel and watch that video. It's insane. I have one more coming out. That's another thing we've been doing. Anyway, saw me on YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Am I missing anything else? Do I have any like?
Is there any cool new platforms that we don't even know about?
Look out for my product coming in Ulta in December.
Okay.
What?
People can text you.
Oh, you guys can text me on the, yes. Do you have my phone number?
Yeah, let me read it.
Do you have that? Do you text your fans?
No, first of all, who's following me, right? Nobody.
I follow you.
Oh, well, you do follow me, you can text me. Well, you have my real number. You can just text me regularly.
No, this is real.
You're 310-307-8107.
Okay. You say it because it doesn't
pick her up. I have a better idea. Also, guys, you can now text me. I have the number linked or pinned on my Twitter page. I do text fans back every day. Yeah.
How does that work?
It's a lot.
It's a fake number, right?
No, I mean, it's real.
It's not your real number.
It's literally my real phone. Like, it's in my real messages. It's a different number than my real phone number, but it's directly linked to my messages.
How do you do that?
It's a lot of work.
How many dick pics do you get?
Oh, my God.
Are you getting dick pics on every platform?
Yes. Yes. So many. I don't understand it, but I'm going to do like a count and then I'll get back to you on that one. It just like, first thing when I get up in the morning is I do it. If I have like an Instagram picture or something, I tweet it out. If it's someone's birthday, I make sure to find the people who have a birthday, say happy birthday. We spend at least a few hours a day on it.
Wow.
So I hear like stories from fans. Like I'm really on there, like giving boy advice, all of the things.
So who, like, if somebody wants to connect with you, mm-hmm. what's the best chance? Text, DM on Instagram, Twitter?
Like if it's like a guy trying to hit me up?
No, just a fan.
Or just in general? A text for sure.
Because
I can see all of the messages. DMs kind of like, they're annoying. They go away after a couple days. So definitely texting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Hit her up.
Yeah, hit me up.
All right. And thanks. And I don't have as many platforms. You can't text me. I'm not going to give you my number. But you can follow me here on YouTube. Subscribe, turn on notifications because I have good guests coming every week.
Yep.
What else? Instagram, Twitter, that's it.
You gotta get on TikTok.
What am I gonna do on TikTok?
This podcast. You can do TikToks with your guests. It's like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do a TikTok.
Okay.
When we get done.
Okay, we're gonna do a TikTok.
We're gonna do a TikTok.
We're gonna do a TikTok right now.
Okay, then I'll put my TikTok on here too. I'll be a TikToker. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
You were under the influence. We all were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Under the Influence. Please subscribe to this podcast, rate, and comment. It will really help us out. Don't forget to check out our video episodes on youtube.com/TomWardInterviews. And you can always connect with Tom on social @MOTDraw1.